Experts say it would take a great deal of trust and cooperation, but an Asia Union that is patterned after the European Union would be a good thing for the West. Jim Arcadis is an economic expert with the Progressive Policy Institute, a Washington think tank. We spoke about the possibility of the East Asian region forming a grouping similar to the European Union.
I think that at this point, it's more of a dream than any reality. I think that you'd have to start small. I think that we have to realize the reasons that the European Union was put into place, which was, you know, as the result of three wars over the course of 70 years, and they had a very strong catalyst to cooperate, and it was a cooperation that was born out of almost a world mandate to try and figure out a way to interlock these countries so that they wouldn't continue to go to war with one another. So I think maybe a better model to look at in Asia is something along the lines of NAFTA, because we know how much trade goes on between, you know, the major players in Asia, China, Japan, and South Korea, to start, and use that as sort of a similar catalyst to build cooperation and build trust. Any Asian union that might come out of that is a long time off, but there are initial steps that we could take to move down that road.
And what are some of those initial steps?
Oh, gosh, it's the continued lowering of trade barriers. That's the that's by far and away the most important aspect of it. And then increasing contacts at the political levels to the point where there's obviously been significant mistrust between the Chinese and the Japanese. It seems like every time a Japanese premier goes to a Shinto shrine in Japan, the Chinese react adversely to that. And so it's these kinds of political mistrust that go on between the various ruling parties that need to be decreased if we're going to get real movement over the long term towards some sort of Asian union.
If they were to get a union like the European Union, one currency for the region, cooperation among the nations, would this be a good thing or a bad thing for the West?
On balance, I would say that it would be a good thing, because look at, this is one area where we can do a comparison between Europe's relation to the United States and an Asian Union's relationship to Western Europe and America, where they start to speak with one voice. We start to know that there are standard rules of trade and exchange that apply throughout the entire region, and that it's achieved on an above-board level where we know the rules of the game. And that is a lot, that would be a significant improvement over a lot of the situation we see now, where, you know, just in the last day we've had this flap with the tire dumping controversy. Those types of issues would probably go away in an Asian Union that is regulated across several countries, and where we have where the West gets to speak to an Asian Union through one interlocutor.
Jim Arcadis, director of the National Security and Foreign Policy Project at the Progressive Policy Institute, a Washington think tank. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.